Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Join the entire crew at 610 Sports Radio. Opening night of the draft is coming up on the 25th of April. We'll all be at the Landing in Liberty. It's our draft party brought to you by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. The Character Concerns crew will be broadcasting live during the opening round, but our entire staff will be there. Also, you can take part in a little prediction game. You just have to, you know, predict.
Would you say about a Binkley dunk tank?
You know, no Binkley dunk. I'm still working on that. But you think you're good at you know, doing the picks?
Right.
Who's going to go first to the Bears, is second to Washington.
We all know Caleb Williams. Right? I told you in October Caleb Williams is going to the Bears.
So put your money where your mouth is. Fill out the form. It's available right now at 610sports.com. Print it out, fill it out, or you can do it the night of the event. Someone's going to win $610 and autographed Chiefs merchandise to be giving away. We'll have a whole bunch of fun coming up on Thursday, April 25th. Join us at the Landing in Liberty.
And you can have the Ben Maller chicken fingers as well.
They're terrific.
And the pretzel. I mean, their food is
last
amazing.
Last time I was there,
I did
have the Ben Maller chicken fingers.
Because you had to, right? Yeah, and you pour a little of your soda water out for Ben Maller, right? Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
So,
here we sit.
How about... I don't know if stepping into it's the right thing, but
I think being honest is the right thing.
But the wife of John Sherman is Marnie Sherman.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
Wonderful
till,
woman.
Didn't know that till, you know, yesterday.
Her and John are unbelievable. Again, I'll continue to say it.
Never met her. I've seen her with him, but I've never met.
Unbelievable met Kansas Cityans with what they do for the community, with how many people they put through college. Hundreds of kids have gone to college because of the Shermans. They do so much stuff that nobody knows about philanthropically in this community. And behind every great man is an unbelievable wife. She's an amazing woman, and they've done so many great things. I can't stress enough how involved and how important the Shermans are to the success of a lot of people in Kansas City.
So, Facebook is a tool. Sometimes it's a good tool. Sometimes and sometimes it's just, I guess, where you go to vent.
Yes.
So, responding to a post on Facebook, the wife of the CEO or the owner of the Royals,
right,
John Sherman, Marnie Sherman, posts, quote, "Unfortunately, neither team will work with Jackson County again."
I don't blame them.
"They had been working behind the scenes for 2 years attempting to get a location approved, which was, I think, Frank White's plan all along. In any case, most unfortunate for sports fans in KC. The lack of leadership has lost the city two treasured assets. I mean, if you don't support the Chiefs after three Super Bowl wins, why would they stay? We will be lucky if both teams wind up in Kansas. At least they're still in the area."
Mm-hmm. And scene.
"Neither team will work with Jackson County again."
Yeah. Somebody texted me and go, "That's just bad PR." I go, "No, it's actually telling the truth, because people do not want to work with what they just went through for the last 2 years. These teams worked their butt off to try to get something done in Kansas City, and they were met with loggerheads, if you will, by Frank White, and they were met with loggerheads, obviously, by the voters who said they didn't want it. They got their ass kicked in Jackson County. Can we admit to that, Josh? Like, that was an ass kicking by the no side. And to have not the support that they needed to have from the main executive in the county who was down celebrating with the no people after he just doubled all the real estate. Do renters not understand when, like, when real estate taxes double, your rent's going to go up too because somebody's going to cover the difference? But anyway, I digress. He's down there celebrating. Why would you want to work with Jackson County again? Now, the interesting thing that she did say there, she said that neither team will work with Jackson County again. She didn't say anything about Casey Moe. So maybe if there's new leadership in Casey Moe, somebody who has to lead in Casey Moe as opposed to just not lead in Casey Moe, maybe we'll get, you know, the ability to still do a downtown ballpark. Because I do believe, and I've said this all along since this vote failed, that John Sherman loves Casey Moe, wants to be downtown, wants to be in that downtown corridor for his baseball team. We'll look at Kansas, obviously, now, but is committed and wants to be downtown. But I don't blame her for saying that because there's a lot of work that went in, a lot of tireless hours that went in, and that was never really met reciprocal from the county to the teams. And Frank White was against this thing the entire time because he had a grudge against the organization. Again, that's not how you lead. You don't lead with grudges. You can't have your grudge get in the way of progress. And Frank never got behind this. And he had 2 years to get behind this. And that's what I keep, you know, we're rushing this. No, you're not rushing this. Again, I've been in meetings over 2 years ago about this. It was being slow played. I thought, yeah. Like you knew for years that this stuff was going on. And so I love the fact that she's out there calling out Jackson County and telling it like it is, because there are people that need to hear that. And this, again, I keep going back to, this is what we said was going to happen if this didn't pass. I wanted
all
the vote to pass.
Loose.
All hell has now broken loose.
Yes. And so, getting back to Quentin Lucas for a moment, yesterday he was on The Drive and he did call out Frank White as well. And he's like, I think a personal agenda got in the way.
It did.
I completely agree
with that.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Now he posted this, which I'm like, do you really want to get this? I hear rumors, even from the mayor of Dallas. This is from Quentin Lucas.
There's no rumors. The mayor of Dallas came out and said,
don't believe the noise. We are committed to retention of our teams with vastly lower expenses. Think needed infrastructure build out than even an intra metro move. Here's the line, the kicker.
Yeah.
Both teams will be in Casey Moe in 2040 and long after.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Laura Kelly's ahead of you about getting those Chiefs to Kansas.
I just would be leery of, you know, appearing on Freezing Cold Takes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't think I'd just make that prediction just quite yet.
Right.
Both teams will be in Casey Moe in 2040 and long after.
Right. I think by the end of this year, we're going to know what's really going on with both of these franchises, because both of these franchises want to move. They want to move full steam ahead of getting their new projects started, getting their new stadiums built, getting their new developments done. I don't think there's a lot of time right now to sit back and wait. And as we talked about yesterday, Major League Baseball isn't going to expand probably for about a decade now, but that doesn't mean cities can't come in and poach your teams. I mean, you know, Sacramento is getting a baseball team for a couple of years now.
Who knew?
Salt Lake City, Portland, Nashville are some of the names that I've heard thrown around out there. And so, you know, this is a serious defeat because now it opens the door for other municipalities, not just in the area, which, again, we've talked about and said for a while now, other municipalities had better offers out there than Jackson County did for both teams. Now we're going to get to see the opportunity of what those other municipalities were, whether it's Clay County bringing the Royals on board, whether it's just Casey Moe and not Jackson County, whether both teams end up crossing the state line and going to Kansas, or maybe the Royals end up, John just says, you know what, I got to sell this team. I can't make it work here. I'm not going to be the guy that moved the team, but I'll be the guy that sells the team, and then if the new owner has to take it and move it somewhere else, so be it. You know, that's what happened in Seattle with the Supersonics. So I just think right now we're at a very tenuous time, and there's still people on the text line that are getting mad at us and blaming us and move on. I'm not moving on.
Can't.
I think the Royals and Chiefs are the two most important assets to this area.
Yes.
There's nothing more important to Kansas City than the Royals and the Chiefs. And I swear to God, I'll die on a sword trying to save both of these teams and keeping both of these teams in the Metro. I'm not going down without a fight, and I'm not letting the grass grow under my feet like Frank White did in not getting this deal done and just complaining to everybody that he wasn't the manager.
Certainly from a sports perspective, you know, like,
yeah,
we're sports fans first and foremost, right? We want our teams here.
Right.
I don't, I, Does anybody want to celebrate a move?
No, I don't know. Because everybody that's complaining about us talking about this now are going to be the same people that are bitching when the moving van comes up and takes the team to Nashville or Salt Lake City or Portland. We have to be proactive with our teams right now. This is a period of time where we need to be proactive, where we don't have to be Midwest nice and sit back, because I ain't Midwest nice, and I'm not going to allow our teams to get out of our city, and I'm not going to allow the Royals to go to Nashville or to Portland or to Salt Lake City. And if they do, I'll be dead trying. Oh. Yeah, I'm just not. I'm not going to allow it. No. I'm not. I'm going to fight my ass off for the sports fans in this town, because 16% of the voters that were registered in Jackson County voted no. They don't speak for the entire metro area.
Speaking of proactive, we've found some proactivity already from the kind of "we told you so" department, but it's nice to hear others. We'll get to that. And baseball, I mean, like, simple game, really. Like, what are we doing here?
C-ball, hit ball. I've been telling you that for a year.
We'll get to that next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.